Welcome to Be Lifted, a place where the things that are thought about are talked about in a positive and encouraging way. Hey guys, I'm back with a new podcast and it's been a long time. But hopefully I can start keeping up with my podcast. But I really felt the need to make a podcast about my feelings on the recent passing of Chris Cornell. And if you're a person who doesn't know who Chris Cornell is, he made up half of Temple of the Dog. He was the lead singer of Soundgarden. He was the lead singer of Audioslave. And he also had solo projects that he did recently. His most recent song was The Promise. Anyway, he passed away on May 17th, which is my birthday, and it just completely devastated me. Not for the fact that it was on my birthday, for the fact that he was a very talented artist. He had this unique voice and he was a gifted songwriter. Like, he wrote majority of all the songs for the bands that he was a part of. And then he had a wife, 3 children. My heart goes out to them and my prayers mostly. It's just sad to see someone with so much talent leave from here. Also, a lot of people who became fans of Soundgarden, a lot of them, a majority became fans when their album Super Unknown became, like, they won a Grammy and stuff like that. It had Black Hole Sun, like one of their really, really huge hits. For me, I became their fan when they had Bad Motor Finger. That was when they really broke into mainstream. And Soundgarden was a part of the Seattle scene. If people don't remember this, this is all from the 90s. The Seattle scene was Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Nirvana, and Candlebox also came from the Seattle scene too, but they wasn't as big as the other bands. One thing I wanted to touch on something else is STP, which is Stone Temple Pilots, is not a part of the Seattle scene. I don't know why people always talk about STP and the Seattle scene. STP, Stone Temple Pilots, came from San Diego, California. That's where they came from. So, but back on track. The Seattle scene hit in the 90s. And, you know, I was a teen still. The music really got me through a lot of tough times, because in my teenage years, I'm not ashamed to admit it, I had an issue with depression growing up. And, you know, the music really helped me through a tough time. Now, I've already covered a lot of things on my blog and also podcasts about how the Black community deals with certain things, certain subjects like depression and all that kind of things. They want to make it seem like, oh, Black people don't go through depression, and they don't want to identify with certain things, and that's why it's a lot of people walking around the community battling illnesses and that really needs to be battled, that need to be handled. So I'm not ashamed to say that in my teenage years, yes, I battled depression. And You know, I didn't go outside much. I stayed in the house. That's how it was when I was a teenager. My mother was like the perfect mother for me. She was understanding. She was just understanding for me to come out of my depression. And she really stood by me. She was a great mom. She didn't push me. She allowed me to come out of depression, which I did. And so I did not know that the song off of Super Unknown, which is called Fell on Black Days by Soundgarden, I knew it was about depression, but I didn't know the story that was behind it. It wasn't until I did my post that I wrote on my blog that Chris Cornell battled a severe case of depression, that he stayed in the house for a whole year. And all he did was like play instruments like the guitar and the drums. And he obviously came out of it because he became huge. But the whole point that I would like to make definitely on another podcast and also on my blog, depression does not exempt anyone. It doesn't matter your age, your social class, your race, your gender. Depression can strike anybody. And depression, I mean, you just feel like you're all alone, and it is just really a tough battle for anyone to have. It can happen to anyone, anyone. Just because a person smiles doesn't mean they can't be depressed. You just don't know. So it definitely needs to be more awareness. However, back on topic, I am so hurt about Chris Cornell passing. I haven't listened to all his music. I've always had his music as a part of my playlist. But I'm not idolizing the man. I'm just talking about how his music helped me get through a very tough time in my life. Pearl Jam's music, Soundgarden's music, Nirvana's music helped me through music, helped me through a tough time. So that's like a part of my memories of my teenage years. That is like, it's sad. It strike me as sad. I feel horrible for his wife and children, because if his music touched us in a major way, imagine the way that he touched people who knew him personally. So I just feel like it's horrible to lose someone that's so talented at a young age. He was only 52. That's what you call middle age. He wasn't even 60, 70. He didn't make it there. And I mostly feel sad because the closest I've ever seen them in concert was obviously on TV. And my mother bought me Motivision, and it was a VHS tape of them being in concert. And this is what I mean about life. Life is so precious, and it's best to just savor every moment, because I will never, ever see him play live, like in the flesh. I miss that opportunity. Even though they have never come close to VA in a while, I think in Lollapalooza they did play, and I think they did come to Virginia, but that was many years ago. I just feel like whenever we have a chance to do something, we should do it, because time is just precious. You know, you just cannot get any of it back. So you want to just live a good life, live a memorable life, make every minute memorable. And I'm just sad, but I'll overcome that. Just praying for the family and jamming to all of the music that he left behind. that we all can still value and treasure. And that's it. And I hope that this was a great podcast and people can reach me at, a lot of times my podcasts are something that accompanies what's on my blog, which is belifted.live.com. That's belifted.live.com. And you all have a very, very blessed day. Love your family. Don't hold no grudges. Allow your kids to have family with, you know, connection and relationship with their moms, dad. Just do positivity any and every which way you can, all the time. All the time. Bless.